Hello and welcome to the special series of Rajneeti episodes where we're discussing the Bihar elections in detail. Today is the first phase of the elections and I have Money Control's Ghulam Jilani to catch up on the events of the day. Hi Ghulam, welcome to the show.
Hi Geetha, thank you.
Ghulam, can you describe which of the politicians are in the fray in today's phase?
Okay, so today is the first phase of assembly elections in Bihar. And 71 assembly seats are going to polls today. The other two phases will be on November 3 and November 7. And the result, as we know, will be announced on November 10. So today, out of 71 seats, there are many prominent politicians who are in the political fray. The most prominent among them is Jeetan Ram Manjhi. He happens to be the former chief minister of Bihar. And Manjhi is contesting elections from his home constituency of Imamganj in Gaya. In the last election in 2015, he won the seat with 30,000 vote margin. As I said earlier, Manjhi is being challenged in his seat by Uday Narayan Chaudhary of RJD and Shobha Sinha of Lok Janashakti Party.
Right.
Manjhi, in previous elections, Manjhi was part of, you know, he was earlier with ruling Janata Dal United, and the Janata Dal United party had contested last election in alliance with RJD. Among other prominent, you know, contestants there are around 8 ministers in Nitish Kumar cabinet that are contesting elections. These include, you know, Krishnanand Verma, he's contesting from Jahanabad. Jay Kumar Singh is contesting from Dinara. Vijay Kumar Sinha is contesting from Lakhisarai. Santosh Kumar Nirala is contesting from Rajpur. Prem Kumar is contesting from Gaya town. Ram Narayan Mandal is contesting from Banka. Brij Kishore Bind is contesting from Chainpur. And Shailesh Kumar is contesting from Jamalpur. These 8 are ministers in Nitish Kumar's cabinet, which is basically outgoing cabinet. Overall, there are 1066 candidates in the fray in the first phase of elections. 114 of them are women.
Let's go back to the 2015 elections. Can you talk about the seat breakup back then?
Yeah. So, as we know, 2015 election was won by Nitish Kumar. He became the chief minister third time in 2015. But it was a different election in the sense because at that time, Nitish Kumar had contested as part of the Mahagathbandhan or Grand Alliance. The Grand Alliance had won the election and Nitish Kumar became the chief minister. If we look at the overall seats in 2015, it was of the 243 assembly seats. I'm talking about the overall results in 2015. Of the 243 seats, Mahagathbandhan had won 178 seats, NDA had won 58 seats, and others had won 7. Like I said before, Mahagathbandhan had Nitish Kumar's JDU and RJD in it. But today, it is different because JDU is contesting elections in alliance with BJP as part of the NDA. If we look at the 71 seats that are going to polls today, in 2015, on these 71 seats, Mahagathbandhan had won 37, NDA had won 32, and others had won 2 seats. And if we compare the party-wise breakup of these 71 seats that are going to polls today, in 2015, JDU had won 18 of these 17 seats, RJD had won 27 of these 70 seats, Congress had won 9 of these 71 seats, BJP had won 13 of these 71 seats. But again, it is not, you know, it is like comparing apples with oranges, because that time NDA had different partners, and right now NDA had different partners. Likewise, Mahagathbandhan or the Grand Alliance had different partners at that time. Today they have different partners.
Right. Coming back to today's first phase, what is voter turnout looking like at this point?
So as far as voter turnout is concerned, in the first phase of election till 1 p.m. today, the voter turnout has been around 33% as per the Election Commission numbers. This turnout, according to pollsters, according to poll observers, is encouraging, because what they say is if voter turnout in the first phase of election is above 50%, it is an encouraging sign. And this time it's more encouraging because of another important factor, which is COVID-19. So there were apprehensions that people may not come out in good numbers to cast their votes because of the fear of catching the virus. But since Election Commission had kept, you know, all the arrangements and necessary health protocol which was being followed, so 33% till 1 p.m. is an encouraging sign. But we know Bihar, unfortunately, in the past has had a history of, you know, recording the worst voter turnout. If we look at 2015 election, it was 57% voter turnout, which is the best in last 10 years, which is the best in the last 3-4 elections. In 2010 elections, it was 53%. In 2005, when two elections were conducted in Bihar, in February 2005 elections, the voter turnout was just 47%. In October 2005 elections, the voter turnout was 46%. In 2000, the voter turnout in Bihar was 63%. So I'm talking about the total voter turnout in all the phases. As I said, Bihar has had a very bad, you know, has recorded among the worst voter turnouts in the country. If we look at average voter turnout of different states in last three assembly elections, Bihar comes at right at the bottom of the table. It has recorded 52% average voter turnout in last three assembly elections, which is a little bit lower. I mean, it is the lowest in the table, at the bottom of the table. UP has done better, which is 55%, and J&K, which has recorded 57% average voter turnout in the last three elections.
Right, these are very interesting statistics, Jilani. Has there been any comments yet on why this has happened in just the first half of the first phase, and any expectations for the coming phases?
As I said earlier, if we have 33% till 1 p.m., we still have, you know, 5-6 hours. I think 5-6 hours of voting left. I think it will pick up in the later part of the day, and people might come out in more numbers. And we expect 55 to 60, if the voter turnout is 55 to 60% in the first phase of election. So we may expect more voter turnout in the next two phases, and which obviously will be a good sign in terms of general, you know, people, you know, exercising their franchise. And also in terms of the current scenario, which is, you know, vote polling is being conducted amid COVID-19. And we know Bihar election is the first election being conducted in within, right, it is being conducted in the, as amid the coronavirus.
So finally, Ghulam, any word on the opinion poll so far? What is the discussion at this point?
Yeah, we have had a couple of opinion polls released recently, and these opinion polls have predicted a comfortable victory. All these opinion polls have predicted a comfortable victory for NDA led by Nitish Kumar. And they have, if you get one of the opinion polls, it says BJP JDU alliance will, I mean, the NDA alliance will win 147 out of the 243 seats. If this comes true, it is going to be a comfortable victory, because the majority mark for a party to rule Bihar is 122. So in this opinion poll, which gives 147 seats to NDA, Mahagathbandhan is getting 87 seats. Another opinion poll, which also gives NDA, you know, a victory, says that NDA will get around, you know, between 135 and 159 seats, while the other opposition alliance, which is the Grand Alliance, will get 77 to 98 seats. Both these opinion polls give around 4 to 6 seats to Chirag Paswan's Lok Jan Shakti Party. As I said, that these polls, though these polls say that NDA is going to emerge as it were in the three-phase polls of Bihar, but they also say the other aspect, which is the popularity of Nitish Kumar, is declining. So if we look at the opinion polls and the history that we saw in Bihar or elsewhere, so Nitish Kumar is basically contesting against the history, because it's not a trend that a chief minister is re-elected continuously for the fourth time. There are some exceptions. There are exceptions like Modi was elected four times, like Jyoti Basu was elected more than four times. But yes, the history says, history shows us that it is very difficult. It is very rare that a chief minister gets elected four times. But if we look at the opinion polls, they say that Nitish Kumar is going to become the chief minister of Bihar once again.
Right. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the coming phases. Thank you so much, Ghulam, for all these details.
Yeah, thank you.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Rajneeti. If you have any other queries or suggestions for us, or if you want to hear more topics from us regarding the Bihar elections, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay locked down to Money Control. Thank you for listening.